Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Episode 1408 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. This is Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to Tuesday and another episode of the show. And my wife is back from retreat today. Yay! I miss her. And today's show talks about LinkedIn summaries and what kind of summary you should have to attract recruiters. Hope you find this helpful and give it a great review in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to the show. And also want to remind you that I have classes on Skillshare. If you go to, actually use the link in the show notes. That's really the best way. Because if you eventually decide to join, instead of getting 1 month for free as the site offers, you get 2 months if you use the link that I provide. Now, let's get going.
What LinkedIn summary should I have to attract recruiters is the question that's been asked. And, you know, as many of these questions are, the sender hasn't put themselves in the position of being a recruiter. I don't do that work anymore. I did it for a lot of years, like 40. I have a good perspective on it. So the first question is how to attract recruiters. And from there, once you understand how recruiters are finding people on LinkedIn, it becomes clearer. So when someone is looking for an individual to fill a job through LinkedIn, they're using keywords to do a search. So number one is whether it's your profile or the summary area of the profile, it has to be keyword rich in order to demonstrate a fit. Now, I would think in more in terms of the profile. And then from there, use the summary as a summary of what your real attributes are. Now, when I think of who's writing this question, I think of a less experienced individual. So what you want to be doing is writing about what your background really is. Because usually when people write their profile, the profiles present, shall we say, an all-inclusive, attempt. It's a laundry list of stuff. So you want to make the summary as concise as possible. I'm not talking about the brevity per se, but you want to key it in so that someone looking at your profile understands clearly what your real strengths are. Because you don't want to do pointless interviews, do you? So zero it in and let the rest of the profile be keyword rich in order to draw people to the page. Now from there, the extra thing that I always tell people to do is put a phone number and email address in the summary area. Why? Because it's about $11 an in-mail to message you, and you're not on LinkedIn all the time reviewing your in-mails, are you? Or the mail that you've received. So the fastest way that a recruiter can contact you is that they're not spending $12 to wait for you to go online, but instead what they're doing is calling you or emailing you and allowing them to get in touch with you. That expedites this for them as well as for you, since what you're trying to do is to attract recruiters. It's not enough to get them to your page. It's more important that what you do is make the connection with them. In addition, if you have a premium account of some sort, what you want to be doing is check to see who's looked at your profile who hasn't contacted you. Notice that one. And from there, what you do is reach out to them and message them and simply say, hey, LinkedIn told me you looked at my profile. Let's connect. Is there anything I can be doing to help you? Was there something that you were looking for in my background that you may not have seen that I could address in the conversation? And again, what that does is flush them out so that you have the chance to be connected with them. Again, the idea is use the profile for a lot of keywords in the summary area to really summarize what your attributes are. And you know, if you're a more senior individual, that becomes even more important. So zero in the summary, give an easy way to connect with you or to contact you, I should say, and you will get more results. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. If you did, here are a few ways to engage with me. First of all, I just want to start by saying that I no longer do recruiting. I coach people to perform at a high level. So again, I no longer do recruiting. But if you visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us, and look at the tabs on the top, you'll see a menu of choices available to you. First of all, you can hire me to do a resume and or LinkedIn profile critique, interview preparation, help you with a salary negotiation, answer your questions about your job search, advise you about a decision you have to make about a job offer. Those are all there as an option. I can do a job search makeover with you, where we critique everything you've been doing in your search up until that point and come up with alternatives. If you're relatively early in your search, we can do a complete coaching program where I work with you from beginning to end in half-hour increments so it doesn't have to take a lot of time for each session. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show because I love hearing from folks who like it and are interested in my help. Again, linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. You can take my classes on Skillshare, too, and become a premium member for 99 cents for the first few months. I have a link in the show notes. Just follow that link, sign up, take my classes. Lastly, I want to mention to you, you can find a lot of information at thebiggamehunter.us, and at times it may seem like it's too much. So you can look at the best of my material at jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I've curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find work more quickly. Again, that's jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Take care.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get thanks grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get thanks grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.